Welcome, everyone, to another edition of Community in Depth. We are so happy to have in studio with us today Hastings Mayor Mary Fassbender. And as she does every month, we love to recap the most recent city council meeting, and we are going to do that right now. How are you?
Good, Mo.
Wonderful. Happy fall
great
to
be
you.
Here. Yes.
It feels good to have a new season, and you should be very proud of how Hastings welcome tourists this summer.
It's been busy.
It's just been a great feel to Hastings, and it must be really fun for you as mayor to just see people out enjoying this wonderful city.
It is. The good thing about it is, you know, our chamber does a lot of our tourism for our city, and they do such a great job too. We're great partners. But yeah, I do enjoy to see is when I know half of the people are from Hastings and the other half I don't know. Mm-hmm. And so I'm always curious why they came, what they're doing, and I will introduce myself to them, and it's interesting to hear and see where they're from. Mm-hmm. And that does bring excitement to me, because then we as a city know we're doing our job, and the chamber, we're doing our job. You know, everybody's working together for the right reasons. So, yeah, it's always fun to see a very busy summer.
And I think the fall continues to be busy also because of the apple orchards.
Sure.
And the outside activities that we have around this area. So it's going to be fun to watch us go into the fall months. And then winter, of course, we have the ski resorts that bring tourism and people to Hastings. And
Hockey Day,
Minnesota.
It'll be in January. I mean, that's usually my hibernation month, but it's going to be a month I'm not going to be hibernating.
No kidding.
But yeah, it's fun to see all the various seasons come to fruition and to see the different activities for each season throughout our community.
You mentioned Minnesota Hockey Day, which of course is coming up in January, but leading up to that, the United Heroes League had their first outdoor concert, and I know
they
were there, and
yes,
it was amazing.
It was awesome.
That, you know, you can hold that many people, and it's a great venue.
Right.
And I hope it's the first annual.
I think it will be. Now, they do have a Veterans Jamboree coming up, too, in November, and it kind of has that same type of landscape to it. But I think that is part of what Shane's idea was and vision was for that property, is to utilize it more than just for military and the memorial wall that's down there and Hockey Day. I mean, he wants to utilize it for military children and family, but in various different departments, mm-hmm. you know, sporting more than anything, but just a place where they can go and feel safe.
Mm-hmm. So. Well, it's a wonderful complex, and it's nice
great.
To see it
yes.
so busy. You mentioned Minnesota Hockey Day. You are one of the co-chairs of that. How is it coming?
It's coming along very quickly, as we know. As I've said before, our committee, we have such a great group of people that carry on their various committees, finance, administration, hospitality, and, you know, everybody shows up, and they're excited. Every month we have been meeting, and now we meet bi-monthly, so two times a month. And every week we meet, it's just everybody's still so excited because new things are happening. We have finalization on like our vendors and the hockey teams. And, you know, now we're working on entertainment and who's going to sing the national anthem and what other type of clothes are we going to have. So it's very exciting. And I have to say that the community has been very responsive as far as volunteers, sponsorships. We have just started, actually, a couple weeks ago, hitting the ground running for sponsorships for our local sponsorships, and we've had quite a few, but now we're really starting to, you know, tap into this community. So everybody's stepping up, and I think it's going to be a really prideful week for the whole community, but I look at what it's going to do for our children. You know, to be able to say that they were able to skate during Hockey Day Minnesota, which it's our 20-year anniversary, you know, in 10 more years, it'll be the 30, and they can look back and say, I was there. I was at that event when it was the 20th and it was in my hometown or whatever. But I think it's going to be good for our community.
Absolutely. Well, that'll be certainly something fun to look forward to. You also are involved in Gobblegate as one of the founders. And I know that that's coming up before you know it as well. We will have our full Gobblegate interview coming up. But
yeah.
How's the planning coming for that?
Great as well. You know, this is our 28th year, which...
Amazing.
We look at each other and think, well, how did this happen, right? And we surpassed our $2 millionth last year. So that was
very
exciting.
Significant.
Yes,
yeah.
For sure. Our committee continues to stay the same, but has additions too, which we have two new people now with Hastings Family Service that have taken places of other positions, and I'm telling you, it's better every year. Mm. It's better every year, and October 1st is when online registration will open, and it just is, the days go by so quickly.
No kidding. Well, let's talk about the most recent Hastings City Council meeting. It was brief. You ran a great meeting.
It was
a very,
very
efficient meeting, I must say.
Yes.
There was no goofing around. My favorite part is always when you either recognize new people or people that have been promoted, and that has to be something that makes you so happy, too.
It does, and yeah, that's always one of my favorite meetings is when we do employee promotions and special assignments or whatever. So most people know that we do have a new Civic Arena manager now, and his name is Corey Onken. And he worked under Jeff Elliott for quite a few years. So we have Corey, that is the new Civic Arena management. And then under him now will be Michael Klemick, who is a very familiar name to the community. And Michael has been a part of the hockey arena for years as well. We were very fortunate to have a new SRO, which is a school resource officer, and Mr. Domeyer will be partially at the school, but he's not going to be starting at the school we don't know how long, because we are hiring a position at the police department, and he has to fill into that position. So they're very well aware, and Ms. Freeman, Georgie Freeman, who is the other SRO, she will still do what she's been doing in the past years, but keep in mind that eventually soon we will have two SROs, which I think is really important, just to have the administration and students feel a bit safer.
And I know Officer Domeyer was at the schools when they opened.
Yes.
Which was really important to just kind of be there during
introduce himself.
For sure.
And just get familiar with the teachers and the children, yes. But we're hoping that's going to be a short span that he'll be away, but he will eventually be back into the schools.
Nice.
Which is great. Yes. We do have two new public works operators, which is always good to, you know, have full staff at that department, especially when we know what's coming up with winter and snow plowing.
Ooh.
And all of the good stuff, right? And then we do have an actual new officer, Travis Lorch, who was actually sworn in at the meeting. And
that's always very moving.
Yeah, that's always a very moving part of the meeting for them to hear the swearing in and the badge verbiage that goes with that and what they're actually swearing in to do. And we're very fortunate to have a full staff of police, too. So.
And firefighters, is my understanding. You're
and
fully staffed there, too.
Yes.
It's great.
So, you know, Mo, and that's one thing. We did a employee engagement survey a couple months back, and then the survey has come back in now. And it's really good to see. I'm very fond to see that in the last 4 years that we've been doing the survey, that more and more employees are involved in that survey now, and they really, truly answer the questions correctly. It makes us know that council know that our staff is doing their job, and what we're trying to strategically plan with the council, we pass that on to the staff, and that passes on to the other staff. And it's good to see that it's so well taken, the survey. So, Yes, so we are glad of that. And yeah, I'd love to see new employees and to know that we're doing good things that employees want to retain here and to recruit them as well.
Well, and that's another thing that I notice is when you do recognize people for their longevity, you really have some long-term employees.
We do.
That's a good thing.
It is. You know, for someone to work at a city government for 40 years, that says something. We've had 40, we've had 39, we've had 38, 37, you know, 27. But the good thing for me is when someone is leaving or moving on to somewhere else, it's always a better feel if we know that they're retiring, mm-hmm. right? They're not moving on to move somewhere else. And that is what I've noticed in my term, is that most people just stay here, which I think is really good. They must feel like we're doing the right thing for them to stay as many years as many of them has stayed. So, yeah, it's great to welcome new people, and you hope that they stay and continue the good things that are going on for our community.
I love it. I agree.
Under awarding of contracts, we did finally, and I'm sure the community is going to be very happy with this, we did pass the reconstruction project for the Lions Park shelter. As we know, it was burnt down probably close to a year ago now.
For sure, yeah.
I hope people just understand how the process works. It was an insurance case. And, you know, we did look into possibly doing a different type of shelter, mm-hmm. maybe expanding it or whatever. And we felt Chris, our facilities director for the Parks Department, it probably isn't a good time. So we're actually going to build the replica mm-hmm. of the past one because it was too much of a financial burden to expand it at any rate. So
you're building something that insurance will pay for.
Yes,
replacement
they will pay for
cost.
It. Correct. Mm-hmm. Correct. Which, again, I love that the fact that, you know, we want different things, but if it doesn't fit into the financial budget for the year, I mean, it's okay, right? They're making some fiscally responsible choices, and I think we're all looking out for the community and, you know, our budget.
So that's at Lions Park. So
yes.
When will it be done?
Well, and that was what we wanted to try to get finished too. It should be done this fall yet.
It'll be nice.
So it shouldn't be, yeah, now that it's moved through, it shouldn't take long to build that.
And that was arson, is that correct?
As far as we know.
Okay.
Yes.
And
yes.
Any thoughts on that case? Has it any closer to being solved? Or?
I really can't tell you that.
Okay. Well, it'll be really nice to have that back.
Yes,
I know
is.
That park is very busy and important to the neighborhood.
It's a great park, yes. And no one wants to keep looking at it, but there's a reason why, you know, we had to keep it up for insurance probably.
For sure.
So, and then under community development, we had a special use permit for retail sales. People might be familiar with this building out in the industrial park. It's the old Lawrence Interior building.
It's a lovely building.
It's very lovely. The back part of it has been rented out, and I don't know what's in the back part of it, but the front part now is going to be a boat and service department. So this needed to go through the Planning Commission, which it did, and there was a public hearing, which they had, and no one spoke during it. So that moved through planning unanimously, and it went through council unanimously as well. So it's kind of interesting. People are probably thinking, well, why do they need a special use permit for something like that? Well, a special use permit is because it's industrial park, and it's to fit the zoning part of what they're doing, so the sales and the boat with our ordinance. So
it will be a boat sale.
Yes, correct.
Place. It'll be really fun though to have something like that in Hastings, and I think it'll be a great addition to.
Yeah, to be on a river and close
sure.
to many other rivers, I think it's great. And Mr. Tyson was very thankful that it went through, you know, and his family was there in support. So we love when new businesses want to come to our community.
Is this a new business or a relocated business?
I think he has multiple
businesses,
so okay. It's new for our community, yes.
Well, that's awesome.
Yeah.
Good.
Yeah, it's all good.
Well, we just have a couple minutes left.
Okay.
What else do you want to tell our listeners, please?
Sure. I'll just remind everyone that this week now is probably our final week of Rotary Pavilion events.
The wonderful outdoor things?
Yeah. But there is Paws in the Park coming Thursday, September 25th, and that's sponsored by Flegel's Law Garden and Pet Supply. And that's a fun dog-loving and furry companion event that's held at our dog park. And then our Fire Prevention Week is the week of October 6th, and the open house is Tuesday, October 7th, which is always well attended by kids and family. And it's such a fun night for the kids to be able to learn about fire safety and, you know, make them a little bit more aware of what to do if something like that would happen within the house.
And new family-friendly hours this year of 6 to 8.
Yes, which
I think that's great.
It is great. It was kind of hard to make that decision, I think, for them because there's so many sports activities going on right after school, but it got to be too late for young kids. So I think it's great that they are switching that up for pretty much everybody in general.
I agree. Well, I think we'd be remiss if we didn't at least chat about PFAS. Any updates that you want to share with our listeners, please?
Well, every day is a new day. Staff and I have met with Senator Seeberger. We've met with Representative DePell, and they know that we need some help still, and so they will help fight for some bonding money. The session doesn't start for a while yet, but we want them to know this is our priority still. It's still in the making. You're going to start to see movement, I'm pretty certain. Soon, you'll start to see the destruction of the building.
Of the former Carboni's location.
Correct.
Yes.
Correct. And the raw water sewer line will start, I believe, next week. And that'll be up Ashland to 7th and all the way up to the site. So, yeah, it's happening, and we want clean water, and the faster we can have it, the better it'll be.
You got that right. So great to see you. Hastings Mayor Mary Fassbender, we so appreciate her time. Mary, if people would like to sit down with you, I know you keep regular business hours.
Yes.
Will you tell our listeners, please?
Sure. So Mondays I'm pretty much at City Hall all day. I would prefer that people reach out so I know that they're actually coming because I do meet with staff in the building too, so I would like to make sure that I have available time. I'm also there Wednesday mornings, 9 until like 2 o'clock, and then I'm there Friday afternoons. But if those hours don't work, I'd be glad to meet after my working hours or their working hours whenever they need to meet. My number they can reach me at is 651-587-4867.
Thank you so much. Hastings Mayor Mary Fassbender, and we do appreciate her time. You are listening to another edition of Community in Depth on AM 1460 and FM 97.7, KDWA in Hastings.